Morning, Krusty Krab. It is Tuesday, and this is another episode of Ration the Goddamn Morning. If you could hear my allergies, you're just going to have to deal with it. Here at the Ration the Morning podcast, we are allergy-stricken podcast, unfortunately. So, motherfuckers got allergies sometimes, but I know what you want to hear. Let's just get right to the point, because that's what I like to do here. Let's start with my Packers or the Ravens debacle last night. Let's go a little different. We did Packers first last week. Let's do the most recent game, Monday Night Football. So last night we had the Ravens and the Raiders in Las Vegas. A very nice arena, by the way. I'd love to go there sometime. But Derek Carr stole the show with 435 yards and two touchdowns. And Lamar Jackson had two key fumbles to end the game. So things are just unfortunate for them. Sorry, there was a noise mishap there. I didn't know where that was coming from. Anyway, thoughts from this game. I think the lack of depth for the Ravens really showed late in the game. And I bet my money on the Ravens, and I lost. I lost like $2. So, Ravens, we're not cool right now. So, I lost the house on the Ravens. And something told me the Ravens were going to lose because no one's talking about the Raiders. No one thinks they're any good. But something told me, I said, no, Lamar Jackson, they got it. They don't got it. And I blame myself for losing this bet because I didn't look deep enough. I did not know that Jimmy Smith and Marcus Peters were out for this game. Marcus Peters obviously being out. Also, they are down to what, their fourth string running back. And he did decent for his time. So did Latavius Murray, but they missed some key blocks late in the game, which forced a fumble. For me, the Ravens just had a lot of strange play calls. Like, I can recall one specific drive. It was 1st and 10. There was still plenty of time left, and they were still up 7. The first 3 downs, they passed the ball. What team am I? I don't know, because if I'm the Ravens, why am I running the first 3 downs at any point in the game unless I'm down, like, more than 14? So you ran the ball on 3 straight downs, and now that's an easy 3 and out because it's already 3rd and long. It's 3rd and 10. You've got no yardage. And then late in the game, even when they were up 3, they gave Derek Carr the ball back to force overtime. I know he's a comeback artist. I don't know why I ignored this. But he's quietly kind of fucking good. He throws kind of iffy passes sometimes. I was literally watching it yesterday, but they can put something together to rate. No one's talking about the Raiders. And as far as the Ravens go, I'm not betting on the Ravens probably ever again this season. I don't like the way it's looking. No one talked about the fact that they lost an offensive lineman yesterday and an offensive lineman in the offseason. I don't know. I just hope the narrative isn't blamed on Lamar. Even, you know what? I can't even say that because he missed. The thing with Lamar is now he's missing routine throws, and that's a problem. They're a struggling team. When we come back to this in 4 weeks, they might have a lot of trouble. Anyway, the Sunday night game, Rams-Bears, final score is 34-14, and Matthew Stafford had his own walkout party on the goddamn Bears. I don't know if this screams put in Justin Fields, but it just might. I don't know where you go from this point. But at the same time, their offensive line played better than I expected. Which is, I don't know if that's saying much because their offensive line's abysmal. But anyway, it was a lot of blown coverages by the Bears. Their secondary has all of a sudden become very questionable. So they're in trouble because all they had was defense, and they had Mitchell Trubisky, and now they don't have defense, and you want to put in this rookie? It might be time already to put in a rookie. You might as well see what he's got. You got a couple targets. They got, you know, Cole Kmet. What's my guy's name? Allen Robinson. David Montgomery. Darnell Mooney. You might as well put these young guys together and see what they got. All right, the hometown favorite, the Denver Broncos and the New York Giants. You know, I always like to see the Giants get a good old ass whooping. You know, it's totally fine with me. I am totally cool with it. But what's there to say about this game? Teddy Bridgewater is literally a bridge over troubled water, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a Broncos fan, I just want to understand this is what you're getting. He's literally a bridge over troubled water, but he's not going to take the big shot. Melvin Gordon had actually a resurgence game. He ended up having 100 yards. Daniel Jones had a better passing day than a certain quarterback, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Broncos played a stellar game. However, Jerry Jeudy was carted off the field with a serious injury. You hate to see it because he is a super good receiver, but that's the Broncos. They don't have a quarterback, but they have a bridge over troubled water. Denver 27-13. Now, the podcast favorite. Now, before this game, I believe the Packers were a 3-point favorite. I'm not that sure how betting works. Do they get it if they just score 3 points? That's all they fucking did. Let me tell you something about these Packers. Jameis Winston threw for 5 touchdowns and was, I don't know if my math is correct, but he was essentially 65% passing, which is excellent. 14 for 20. You don't have to pass too much. They ran the ball essentially as much as they wanted to. This is just overall shit show. This is unacceptable. Just terrible. Terrible. Aaron Rodgers, 130 yards, 2 picks. Like, what are we doing here? Aaron Jones had 5 carries and 2 catches. Davante Adams had 56 yards. Now, keep in mind, I have both these players on my fantasy team, Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. So they sold me up a goddamn river. Up the river. Way in water. Way. Alright, I'm sorry. Anyway, let's. Okay. Going into week 2 versus the Lions, what can the Packers do? Can they do any worse? Probably not. I was about to sit here and say, I don't see the Lions dropping 30 on us, on the Packers, but that's probably exactly what's about to happen. So the Lions are probably going to score like 30 on us. We're going to win like 35-30 or something like that, but we're going to get 30 dropped on our bean. This is the shit show, ladies and gentlemen. Down in flames. That's the 3 words for the Packers. Down in flames. It will never change. I said it when Jordan Love got drafted. I said down in flames when they kicked it on 4th down in the NFC Championship. I'm gonna say it now. I'm gonna say it if they go 16-1. I don't care. It's down in flames, dog. It's just bad. Anyway, we got an NFC East matchup. We're moving on. 17-16, Dolphins and Patriots. The Dolphins took this one. This was an interesting game because these are essentially the same teams. Why do I say that? 2 young quarterbacks. Both just happen to be from Alabama. Let's see here. They both run a similar type of offense. Except New England ran it a lot more. The team styles are very similar. Team building. Brian Flores is from that New England camp. You know, Belichick and them. This was a very close game up until that fumble late in the game by Damien Harris. I think both teams showed poise. I think the Dolphins gave Mac Jones a lot of pressure, and you saw some rookie mistakes, as I would expect. I don't think it's a panic, but I think he'll be fine. I think Mac Jones played very, very respectably for a rookie. Now, where was I at? I got too sidetracked from looking at that 38-3 loss. Ah, the Brownies. Browns and Chiefs. The good old Browns sold the bag. They sold the whole bag. The Cleveland Browns, I don't think this is hyperbole. I don't think this is too early to say that. I think the Browns are a bunch of freaking folders. I think they're a bunch of beach chairs. When hitting it's the gritty. Because these guys had Patrick Mahomes dead to rights, and all of a sudden, you know what the Chiefs, you know what Patrick, the Chiefs are a Pokemon, an ice Pokemon to be specific. And what this ice Pokemon does, the Kansas City Chiefs, you're just a train. All you gotta do is Chiefs, do Avalanche. And that's what the Chiefs are. An avalanche. An offensive avalanche. And that's what happened to the Browns here. They couldn't score on 3 straight possessions. Then the Chiefs score on a crazy pass by Tyreek Hill. And then they fumble the punt. And then all hell breaks loose. Also, shout out to Tyreek Hill, because in my fantasy league, I might have had a chance, but you know who buried me? You know who buried me under the sea? Tyreek Hill. You know who probably would have helped? Devontae Adams. I'm still upset about that. But let's move on. Texans. Jaguars. I almost forgot his name. Trevor Lawrence versus Deshaun Watt. Tyrod Taylor versus Tyrod Taylor. And with that being said, let's continue. So Tyrod Taylor played pretty okay. Trevor Lawrence had 3 TDs along with 3 interceptions, 2 for 300 yards. Still had a better game than Aaron Rodgers. Let's continue. Brandon Cooks had 133 yards on 5 receptions. He had a monster game, kinda. I wish he was on my fantasy team. Guess who's getting picked up on waivers? I didn't think the Texans would be the ones to maybe win the division this year, but here we are. The Jaguars are the Jaguars. They just have a lot of work to do besides Trevor Lawrence. I'm not big on Urban Meyer as coach. I don't know. I'm just another couch watcher, just like the rest of you. You know, that's why we're here. I don't know about Urban Meyer as a coach. Trevor Lawrence, I think he's super talented. He'll be fine. The coach, I don't know. I don't know about that guy. Speaking of shitty coaches and organizations, the New York Jets played the Carolina Panthers. The number 2 pick, Zach Wilson. The young protege of one Aaron Rodgers played this week. But also, the revenant of New York, the one who they left to die, Sam Darnold also played. Now, as far as quarterback play, I think both quarterbacks played pretty well. I think, you know, Sam Darnold obviously got the upper hand. But I saw a lot of cool things from Zach Wilson. He had one awesome pass to Corey Davis. Corey Davis had a pretty solid game. And the Panthers just have a better team. You know, they have Christian McCaffrey. He is, you know, back and running and going. He is back on the scene. And I think it was a close game. Robbie Anderson and Darnold have their revenge. Week 1. Chargers and Washington football team. Washington's defense kind of gave out at the end. They sold the bag thanks to Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen and Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert is a dynamo. He is the young god, and also looks like he has like a 3.1 KD in Call of Duty, but that's a different story. Also had a much better game than Aaron Rodgers. Seahawks-Colts, Carson Wentz's debut game. didn't end up being much because they had two touchdowns total. Oh, no, I'm lying. They had a field goal, 7 in the second quarter, and 6 in the fourth. Anyway, Russell Wilson had 4 touchdowns. A much better game than Aaron Rodgers, I might add. 254 yards, and Chris Carson helped them out with 91 yards on 16 carries. Well, almost messed that one up. Tyler Lockett had him a day with 4 receptions for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. Russell Wilson and those rainbow floaters. Those things are something, man. I wish my quarterback could do that. Anyway, Sierra's husband on with the win. 4 touchdowns for Russell Wilson. Speaking of another small baseball playing quarterback, Kyler Murray also had a hell of a game. Kyler Murray, 4 touchdowns, 289, 21 for 32. Another quarterback that played much better than Aaron Rodgers. DeAndre Hopkins, 2 touchdowns. They on a crazy tiptoe catch, one of them. The Cardinals came out swinging, but not only that, their defense. Chandler Jones had 5 sacks. Their defense came to play and just smothered the Titans like chicken. Okay, Derrick Henry, I think, had 9 yards rushing. Like, just a total non-factor, son. Oh, 17 carries, 58 yards, sorry. But essentially nothing. The Titans tried to get too cute. I'm going to just be real. Titans tried to get too cute. Tried to throw their targets. We got Julio. We got A.J. Brown. And then they just never got Derrick Henry going. And that's what you saw. And then they got an avalanche of themselves. They got a fucking wave of red thrown on them. Speaking of waves of red, that wasn't the only wave here. The 49ers and the Lions. The Lions? The Lions had them a hell of a game here, but so did the 49ers. 49ers had them down 41-10 at some point. And the 49ers were killing them. Deebo Samuel had a game. He had almost 200 yards receiving. He had 9 for 189. He had a hell of a game. Jimmy Garoppolo didn't do... Oh, I guess he did have a decent game. He had 314 on 70 for 25. Oh, no Jimmy G slander. I can't slander him today. Y'all got it. Leave me alone. Jared Goff threw 57. He attempted 57 passes. He got... Damn, that's a lot. Anyway, 3 touchdowns. The Detroit rushing attack combined for 116, which is pretty decent. Anyway, their receivers had them a bit of a day. But the 49ers almost sold the bag on this. Jared Goff had him 3 touchdowns, which pretty much all came late. They got an onside kick, and they kept it rolling. They gave him a scare. But the Lions came up short, but they have nothing to cry about. And guess who the Lions play next? Yep, the Packers. You know who had a better game than Aaron Rodgers? Jared Goff. That's another one. Crazy, right? Anyway, next game we have Vikings and the Bengals. Joe Burrow. I am a Joe Burrow enthusiast. I am pro Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is the link of LSU. He is the young savior, the young hero. Joe Burrow's the one. He's gonna be the next great quarterback. Whatever you wanna think of him, he's the guy. Joe Burrow's the guy, goddammit. You heard it first. Anyway, first of all, Kirk Cousins had himself 350 and 2 touchdowns. He had himself a game. But ultimately, they sold the bag like they always do. Joe Mixon ran on the ground for 127. Dalvin Cook had 1 touchdown on 61 yards on 20 carries. But the receivers were the big thing here. Adam Thielen had 92 yards on 9 reception for 2 touchdowns. Had himself a game. But Jamar Chase, the rookie, had 5 for 101. The LSU combination is just too great. But a close game here, 27-24, Joe Burrow, the guy. Next we have Steelers-Bills, the Buffalo boys. Shout out to Griselda, but Buffalo took a L here. They struggled. That Steelers defense got on them. Josh Allen had 51 attempts. You know, there's a trend I'm noticing. I'm going to talk about it in a second. The Steelers, they had a good game. Offense, defense, and special teams had a blocked punt. Sometimes that's all you need. Sometimes that is really all you need. Just a good game from all sides, and you can come out with a victory against an elite team like the Bills. I think Josh Allen would be fine. It was one game. Just like the Packers, right? It was one game, right? But Josh Allen didn't have his best game. Still a much better game than Aaron Rodgers, but it's not the point here, right? And last, we have another quarterback that had a better game than Aaron Rodgers. Jalen Hurts. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Philadelphia Eagles against the Atlanta Falcons. This game was in Atlanta, but it didn't matter because they had chicken and waffles all day in the secondary for Philly. Everyone got a touchdown. Devonta Smith, Jalen Reagor, Dallas Goedert, who wants a touchdown? Miles Sanders had 15 carries. That was always my problem with Philly. They never gave Miles Sanders the ball. And, well, after 15 carries for 74 yards, I think what else do you want? He's a great receiving back also. So he had 4 for 39. So he's over 100 in scrimmage. Miles Sanders is, I think, quietly one of the better running backs. But Jalen Hurts had a great game, had 60 yards rushing, had 264 throwing. It was against Atlanta. Let's be fair here. They play San Francisco next week. A much more smothering defense, but also an injured secondary. So what can we expect from Philly? I don't think anything is just necessarily a fluke. Yeah, maybe things were easier, but I think the thing like about Philly in week one was their scheming. I think they put their players in the best positions to win. Whatever happened after that happened. But it was like, I actually liked the play calling. Not something I can say for my team and other teams in the NFL, but for Philly, I liked where the play calling was going. I feel like everybody got the ball in. They simply just took advantage of what they had. Philly's turning upward. This might not be a cakewalk for Dallas, if that's what you think. And last, but certainly not least, we have the Dallas Cowboys playing Tom Brady. The Tom Brady's. You get the goddamn point. I know this is on the back of our mind. It was on Thursday. It was the first game. We're off that. That's old-ish. It's Monday now. It's week two. We don't care. It's okay. So Tom Brady and Dak Prescott had impeccable games, unlike Aaron Rodgers. So if I would have picked either one of these quarterbacks, even in a losing effort, I would have had a much better chance of winning my fantasy week with Aaron Rodgers. Like, I just hope you understand that now that we are at the end of this. Anyway, Dak Prescott threw 400. 400. Three TDs. I think Dak is back. Back again. Dak is back. Tell a friend. Ezekiel Elliott had 11 carries for 30 yards. Alright. Leonard Fournette had 9 carries for 32 yards. Not that much better, but Leonard Fournette matters more because Leonard Fournette was on my fantasy team. Leonard. And I thought he would have a cakewalk against the Cowboys. And he didn't. Receiving here, Antonio Brown had 5 for 121. Chris Godwin, 9 for 105. Rob Gronkowski, 8 for 90. Guys are just going crazy here in receiving. Mari Cooper, 13 for 139. CeeDee Lamb, 7 for 104. What do you want, people? This week has been a passing extravaganza. Which brings me to my next point. So, after going through all that, have you noticed anything through all those games? Did you notice anything while you were watching? Was there something that you noticed? Was it an extra wristband on your favorite player's uniform? Was it a new gleam on a helmet? Was it the way someone got hit and the amount of content they got in their helmet? No, I'm not talking about any of that at all. Fantasy owners, because I'm a new fantasy player. I don't really understand this shit. Talk to me here. Has anyone noticed how almost all the quarterbacks have like 40 or 50 attempts? When did we start doing... Jared Goff had 57. The lowest throwing quarterbacks were the rushing ones. Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Jalen Hurts. To be fair, Dak had like 58, but I guess he's not running yet. Probably Tyrod Taylor. Even Patrick Mahomes, he only had 36 attempts. What? I want to see, how did Clyde Edwards-Helaire do? I'm curious. Not that great. They didn't even run the ball like that. No one's running the ball like that. Unless you have a receiving back or just a superstar back, and even if you do, it's not a guarantee. They are not going to produce. Because no one's running it. Unless you got a nice scheme like Philly, which I'm actually a fan of, where they get him all up in space and just let him go. Devin Singletary for Buffalo. He did okay. Well, I mean, 11 carries for 17 yards is actually pretty good. But still, they still had 51 attempts. That's crazy to me. Joe Mixon had 29 carries for 127 yards, but Joe Burrow had 27 attempts. Huh. But not all elite running backs had a good week this week. Joe Mixon did. Behind that allegedly atrocious Bengals offensive line, but we're not going to talk about that. Anyway, Kyler Murray only had 32 attempts, but they were kicking the dog shit out the Titans. Chris Carr. Huh. I guess I'm thinking about this for fantasy and just regular season. A lot of these quarterbacks are just throwing a lot of freaking passes. So that's something to keep in mind of. I wonder how long this trend will last. I think later in the season, teams will start running more. But it is the beginning of the season. Teams are going to come out swinging. And that was my point of the day. I think that's all for today. How was your day? Hope your day is going excellent. What have I been up to, might you ask? Well, you know, a lot goes into writing a book and all this, and the third. I'll leave a link in the bio where there'll be a link tree and you can check out all three of my books. I write fiction and fantasy and or epic fantasy, whichever one you want to consider. I play a bunch of video games. What have I been playing this week? Demon's Souls and Apex Legends. I've been kind of straying away from Apex for a little bit. It's been a little sweaty, but you know, it's just when you can get up a good old squad and someone to carry you. Apex is kind of cool. Because I'm not the greatest Apex player, so if you want to play with me, you got to carry me. And I think that's all for today. Today is Tuesday. The Packers don't play until next Monday. And this is only week two of Down in Flames. That should be an episode of my whole podcast. Sorry if you hear my Twizzlers. I need some Twizzlers right now. What's new in the world? Oh, I guess I have to talk about this since this is a podcast. So PlayStation had a conference the other day. I'm going to breeze through this very lightly because, to be honest, there's not really much to talk about. They showed a bit of God of War footage. It looks awesome. Who didn't expect that? But it's not coming until like mid-2022. And I know that going in. They also showed Horizon Forbidden West. I'm also very excited for that game. Not excited for the fact that it's on PS4, but hey, I'm excited. That'll be coming out in 2022. A lot of these games are slated for 2022 or later, so I kind of don't care. Wolverine, Marvel's Wolverine, that looks hot, I'm not going to lie to you. But you're not getting it anytime soon, like years. So where did that leave us? I believe Deathloop comes out today. The game from Arkane Studios, the remnant of Dishonored, I like to call it. I want that game. I'll probably be getting that game soon. because I really like Dishonored. Other than Deathloop, the new Battlefield, I'm not really looking to buy much more games. I'm kind of chilling. And I hope you're chilling too. Because over here at the Rational Morning Podcast, we keep it G. Because if they ain't no G in me, they ain't no G in you. This has been another morning. Have a wonderful day.